Baba Basra Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, page 62, side 1. The E Amar Lein Iv, the seller says to the buyer, Nechosai, my asses, I'm selling you. Then that includes Afilu Bate Vavode, even all of his houses and all of the slaves that are in his domain that he owns. Now the Gemara is going to figure out what is included in the field in which the seller has assigned boundaries that are not accurate in their length, one opposite the other. So, one who sells a field to his friend, and in the document of sale, he pointed out the boundaries of the sale, and Motzer Loi, and the seller made boundaries to the buyer, two of the boundaries of the field, which is the northern and the opposite southern sides, equally. However, the other two boundaries, which is the western and the eastern, he made as follows. Meitzar Echad, one of the sides, say for example, the western side, Orech, made it long. Umeitzar Echad, and the other one opposite it, the east one, he made Kotzar, he made it short, than the boundary of the west that's opposite it. So now we wonder which part of the field that he assigned did he sell him. Omar Rav, says Rav, loy kono elo kineged akotza, that he did not acquire from the field only opposite the boundary of the shorter boundary. In other words, that he didn't buy the portion of the field that is in between Mizrach and Ma'ariv, only that between Mizrach and Ma'ariv, but the portion that is not between them, but it's only opposite the western border, he didn't sell it to him, because the fact that he assigned him the boundary of the west, the entire boundary, is that's only because we say mitzorim hirchiv loy, which means he didn't mean to sell the entire field, but because he was not able to give the distinction over there, the sign of the western boundary, only half of it, which is the true boundary, which is of the field that he's being sold. And because he didn't have, that's why he gave the entire western boundary. That's what Rav says. Omrulei, Rav Kan Rav Asi l'Rav. So Rav Kan Rav Asi questioned Rav. V'yikne kineged roish toir. So let the buyer get the portion in the field which is opposite the top of the line. In other words, why did you rule that the buyer does not take only a part of the field which is opposite the eastern boundary, the shorter one, and this that the seller wrote the entire western boundary is not necessarily, but why don't we say that the seller wrote specifically the entire western boundary, and the portion that he explained from the that he said specified from the eastern, so that he intended to sell the entire field that is in between these boundaries. So because when in a way that when the northern boundary goes in a slant from the point northern point of the eastern, eastern side, the shorter one, to the northern side of the long, of the longer western border. And they want to answer Shazik Rav. So Rav was quiet, didn't answer the question. And that means that he admitted. Umayde Rav, and Rav would admit even before he was quiet in this above mentioned case, which was interpreted as an admission, that if a person sells the field, heicha di ika, where there is to the field that is sold, meitzar ruvein v'shimen echad gisa, that on one side there is the boundary of Reuven and Shimon. In other words, that the eastern side of the field, so the southern half is the boundary, the field of Reuven, and the northern side of the east side of the field is the boundary of Shimon. And from the other side is also, and that is that the boundary of the west of his field, the half of the southern side is the boundary of Levi, which is opposite the boundary of Reuven on the other side, on the east side, and the northern part of the west side is the Meitzer of Yehuda, which is opposite the boundary of Shimon on the east side. And the writer writes in, and the seller writes in his document of sale, that my field that is boundary of Reuven and Shimon from Mizrach and Yehuda from Ma'ariv, I'm selling you. In other words, that he only mentioned a portion from the western border, but the border that borders with Levi he did not mention. So in this case, the buyer bought the entire field that is in between the boundaries that he wrote, as the boundary, the southern boundary, would go in a slant from the southern corner of the boundary of Yehuda to the southern corner of the boundary and Reuven. And the reason that we don't say that he should only get a half a field which is opposite the boundary of Yehuda is midahavelei lemichtavlei, because if his mind was to only sell him half to a field, he didn't have to only the southern field. He should have wrote in there in the document lemichtavlei, in the document of sale, only the boundary of the Reuven, which is kineged Levi, which is opposite Levi. And if his intention was for the other half of the field, the northern part, he should have wrote Udi Shimon, meaning the border of Shimon, which is connected the border of Yehuda. Well, I'm selling you. But Veloy Kosovlei, but the seller did not write so to the buyer, but he assigned, he pointed to the boundaries of Reuven and Shimon, which are on one side of the field. Shmamino, so here we hear that it wasn't the intention of the seller for half a field, but kineged roish toir hu de amarlei, that the seller was telling him opposite head of the line, that they was telling him, as opposed in the previous case where Reuven and Shimon were boundering on, were on the east side of the field, and on the other side of the west side was only Yehuda alone. He was the only boundary over there. And the seller wrote that the Meitzer, the boundary of Yehuda from the west, and the one of Shimon from the east. So that is one boundary of the west, a long one, and the opposite is the short one. So over there, Rav holds that the view of the seller is to sell him only half of the field, even on the western side, only opposite the eastern shorter border on the east side. And since he wasn't able to explain in the document that only half of the west he's selling him, so that's why he wrote him a complete side. And this was all before he retracted, because apparently later on he retracted from that also. So now the Gemara explains that in the document of sale of a field, you should point to all the boundaries of all the sides. The Gemara says, what happens in a case if he doesn't make all these four signs, the boundaries, he only takes half a field. So a person who sells his field that finds himself between the fields of Reuven and Shimon, in a way that Meitzer Reuven Mimizrach Umayrev, that Reuven has two fields that are boundaries on the border, or the border with the field that is being sold. One of them on the east, and the other one on the west. V'chein Meitzar Shimon Tov Medorim. And also Shimon has two fields that are bordering with the sold field, one on the north and one on the south. Tzorich Lemichtav Lei, so the seller needs to write to the buyer in this document of sale that the field that I'm selling you is Meitzar Ruvin Ruchin Trei. The border of Reuven is two sides from both sides of the field. Umeitzar Shimon Ruchin Trei, and the border of Shimon is two sides. So then it turns out that this field is surrounded from all four sides, and it stands between the two fields of Reuven and in between the two fields of Shimon. And this language you can understand clearly that he sold him the entire field. But he shouldn't write, the seller shouldn't write in the document of sale that the field that I'm selling you is found in between the fields of Reuven and Shimon. Because if he's going to write so, the seller can argue that he only sold him a half a field in a slanty way, in a situation that it actually is between the fields of Reuven and Shimon. Like he's going to say that the boundary of the field that is being sold is from the corner of northeast to the corner of southwest, and the field of Reuven is on the east side of half of the field, and the field of Shimon is on the southern side of the field. Now the Gemara wants to know what is included in the sale if in the document of sale there's only some of the boundaries of the borders. The Gemara asks, Baya Luhu, a person. Question the yeshiva, a person who sells to his friend a field which is surrounded with other people's field, but siyam lo yesakronis, he only assigned him the boundaries of the fields that are border the edges, the corners of the field that he's selling, but he did not mention the borders of the fields that border it for the whole length and the width of the field. Mahu. So what is the din, what is included in this sale? Do we say that since it's not the usual sayest thing for a person to sell only the corners of the field, so definitely his intention was to sell the entire field? Or we should say, since he assigned them only the corners of the field alone, without to assign and give him the borders of the other, the rest of the field, so that tells us that he didn't have in mind to sell them, but rather two strips that are slanted opposite the corners that are that were assigned. Further, the Gemara is wondering what happens that even if we're going to say that in this case he only assigned in the corners of the field alone, he would only acquire the two strips, the slanty strips, which opposite the corners that are assigned. The question is, what happens if he signed the boundaries of the field kimin gam, like a kind of a gam? A gam is a Greek gimel, a gimel yevonis, which seems like a letter chaf, end chaf of ours. In other words, that he gave him the borders of two of the corners of the field, and he also added to assign the beginning of each one of the boundaries. He assigned the boundaries like the letter Chaf. So, like the sign is like the corner Dvemis Mizrachis, he gave him the corner, and opposite it in the slant, he gave him the Tzvenis Maravis Mao. What is the din? Does the fact that he assigned in the beginning the four boundaries consider as if he assigned him all the boundaries and he acquires everything? Or even in this case, he did not acquire but a strip along the slant, along the angle, opposite the boundaries that he made the assignment to?